You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Publicans, tailgate.
Oh, there's a lot.
Mets game, first game of the NBA Finals. I can't imagine you're going to be in great shape.
Yeah, probably not.
We're going to make sure.
Goal is to get me sloppy?
No, not sloppy. Fun.
Who do you think of the four of us becomes the most belligerent?
Me.
You can take your clothes off at City Field? You think there's a chance at the end of the game, they're like, you're not welcome back to City Field.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, yes, the big 7 o'clock hour. DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford Group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. So CMT coming up this hour. Here's the question now. Because RJ's working, he's just voiceless because of the COVID. So he can't really say much.
You want him to sign it?
No. Do you think that he came up with these CMT questions or Raymond did?
I think RJ.
So Raymond, by proxy, will be doing CMT, but it's going to be RJ's CMT. So if we get a question, it's like, oh, that's an awful question. We can't go after Ray. We have to go after RJ via Ray.
Yeah, just via text.
Right. Okay.
It would be nice if we had like the capabilities, and we should. I mean, I don't know how much the studio cost. Doesn't look like it cost much, but I mean, I'm sure it did.
I'm sure it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, right. Like that we had like some way to have on one of the screens the Zoom so we could see RJ's face the whole time.
That would be nice.
Great. See, it doesn't seem crazy.
Could you do that, Ray? Could you put his face up on a TV?
I mean, didn't we go through all the trouble of having you connect the Zoom to that particular computer at one point?
Yeah, but you want me to sit in Dave's lap?
That would be nice.
Actually, I do.
Of course he does.
I want you two right now.
Two guys, one mic?
Get up.
Is that what you want?
Go right over there and share the mic.
Is that what you want?
Go for it.
Give me all your money.
I feel like I'm being violated right now, verbally.
No.
Verbal violation.
No. I could violate you if you'd like.
No, I don't.
Give me all your money.
I don't like.
We could share a mic.
We could.
Yeah,
you know what? I speak with my hands. They're visual weapons is what they are.
Can you imagine if someone walked in and me, like on the same chair with sharing headphones and one microphone?
I would have one of your PC and you have the other?
I can't. This won't reach. I don't have an extension.
Well, couldn't you swing around?
No, not to reach your microphone.
You could swing the mic around. I think it's flexible.
No, but it can't come all the way over next to you.
It's like a yoga artist. No?
No.
I think it'd get close.
Close, but not enough.
I could turn my computer screen so you could see him.
No, let's you're getting good now with the three computer screens. I don't need you to
do it well, right?
Much better.
Yeah,
you don't have the willy nilly like just pressing buttons. Don't do it.
There's a lot. There's a lot going on.
Look at the size, Raymond. Is this you? Because he was having such a hard time with the touchscreen that now every tile is
no. Well, see, this is what he doesn't.
They're like the bigger bases in baseball.
This is what it is. The less amount of sound you have, the bigger the tile.
So I think those are especially for you.
Ray?
The tiles are all going to take up the same amount of space regardless of how many there are. So
why can't you play the game?
Is this not playing the game? You know how this works.
No, you're supposed to be on my team, and you're supposed to make a point
why?
That you did it on purpose because Dave has no way he can't. His fat little fingers can't touch the tiny ones.
Listen, regardless of whether Dave's fingers are fat or not, the screen
fat.
Is what it is.
I don't think that's a fat finger.
He can navigate it. He'll make it work.
Yeah, I think more feminine than fat. Yeah, because I haven't done anything with them.
I don't like that you bite your fingernails so much,
it's
though.
It's terrible.
It's a terrible habit.
Why are you calling him out on that?
Because I notice it. I see him biting them all the time. That's got to hurt. The nail's all the way past the nail bed.
It's a nervous tick at this point. It's replacing the gambling.
That was the best thing you said in a long time.
There you go. How's that for playing the game?
There it is.
That was pretty good.
And there it is. Well done. That's a star.
Give yourself
a star.
Yeah. That's one of the three.
Mark it down.
Let's get back to the calls. D in Queens, what do you think D's going to want to talk about?
James Harden.
Oh, let's see. D in Queens, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Funny you brought that name up. But the way you feel about him is the way I always felt about Melo. Like, when he came in the league, He was better than LeBron. And then LeBron worked on his game. If you pop in the tape of Melo in year two and year 12, it looks like the same player. I mean, he never, like you said, he never worked on defense, actively hated on his own teammates, Jeremy Lin, and just didn't listen to his coaches. Like, they have a common coach in common, and one listened and went out of this world, James Harden, and one never listened to any of his coaches. Never played defense. Like, honestly, him being in the top 75 over Ginobili or Parker is wild to me. Nobody, and the fact that you're even having a discussion means he shouldn't be having his jersey retired. The fact that you got to think about it means he shouldn't have his jersey retired. That's the answer right there.
Yeah, I think, listen, D, I think what muddies the waters a little bit, I think that both of us are the opinion that it shouldn't happen, but both could see it happening.
No, like, I get could, that, I could but see the fact that you even it. Think about it.
Yeah, well, I think that's part of it. I mean, I think you make the, oh. I mean, you make the same.
Well, that was kind of our.
You make the same argument with the Hall of Fame, right? I mean, if you have to really think about it, is that person worthy of being in the Hall of Fame?
But he's absolutely okay. So I think Carmelo's going to get into the Hall of Fame.
Yes, well, it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. It's not the NBA Hall of Fame.
Correct. But if okay,
so that, I mean, that takes into account the gold medals and the championship at Syracuse,
Right? Which is unbelievable, unprecedented. But if it was only the NBA Hall of Fame, I still think Carmelo Anthony would get in.
Yeah, 10-time All Star. I mean, he won the scoring title.
Ninth most in the history of the game scoring?
Yeah, right. I mean, but that's what he is. He's one of the, and that's why he would be in the Hall of Fame.
One-dimensional player?
Good dimension.
Great dimension. But one-dimensional player?
Probably, yeah.
He was a great scorer. And it kind of stopped there.
Yeah, but I think you could also, and then the people that call in, they're not wrong, that the team was not, I mean, he did not have the best team put around him, and when they finally did put a good team around him, it wasn't sustainable. It was older players. They won 54 games, and they finally won the one playoff series that they won while he was here. Like, does he have, I mean, did he do enough when, for as great as he was, and I know he won the three Olympic gold medals and the national championship, did he do enough winning at the NBA level?
I don't think so.
Got to one Western Conference Finals.
I don't think so. I mean, he was what, 19 years in the NBA? One Western
More likely
Conference
to happen.
Final?
How about this one? He mentioned James Harden. More likely to happen. James Harden's number gets retired. James Harden's number gets retired in Houston, or his number gets, or Melo's number in New York.
I don't think either should happen. What do you?
You don't think Harden's number should be retired in Houston?
How long was Harden in Houston?
Harden was the best player in the league probably in Houston. I mean, he had that two, three year stretch where he was averaging.
So is that what we are now? You have a great two.
Well, they
got
to at least they got to the Western Conference Finals.
Okay, and they never got over the hump. I got to bring. Can I bring up the numbers before you start?
I think when you bring up the numbers, your opinion's going to change.
Well, I want to see the length of time he was in Houston too. All right, hang on, James Harden.
Well, you look it up, and I'm going to take a call. How's that sound?
Let me.
I have it.
Okay. Please.
Let's go to Dave in Westchester. What's up, Dave?
Carmelo, I like him. He's a real good player. Didn't have much help, but I definitely don't think he should have his number retired. Just my opinion.
For what reason, though, Dave? For what reason?
The Knicks are relevant. You know, he did. You know, got him into the playoffs. This, that, the next thing. But to have your number retired, I think you got to do a little bit more. As one other point, I know you guys are going to go crazy over, but I'm so sick and tired of hearing this LeBron James blowing. The best thing LeBron James ever did in his whole life was take all those bums to Cleveland and go to the finals with nobody and lose. That's the best thing he did. Okay, all he does.
That's
is
the best thing he did.
I mean, Dave, horrendous take. It's embarrassing. How in the world can you call up and take shots? It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. You won't even.
Let him ask the question.
Go ahead. What's your question? What's your question?
Okay? Yep.
Here's the question. Bosh, Wade, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James play against Dallas Mavericks. They lose. If you take LeBron James off that team, put Jordan on, they win. Put Bird on, they win. Put Kareem on, they win. I go down the line.
50, 100, thousands of players. Sadale 3, okay, I think, wins anybody. A championship.
Did Patrick Ewing get on the phone and say, hey, Magic, come play with me. Hey, Bird, come play with me. Hey, this guy, come. All LeBron does is call people up, great players, put them on his team and go there. Does Bird throw the ball to somebody else like Kyrie Irving and say, go win me the championship?
Here's the thing, though. I mean, did you see the teams that were built around Larry Bird?
Yeah. Is Kevin McHale Hall of Famer? Robert Parrish? Danny Ainge? Dennis Johnson? I mean, come on. Look at the teams Michael had.
He's 50. He'll give him 50.
Yeah, but did you see
LeBron James is better player than Larry Bird? You're out of your mind.
LeBron James is probably... You can make an argument that LeBron James...
Larry Bird didn't play that many years because he got hurt.
That's part of it. You have to
No one, is diminishing Larry Bird. Larry Bird is one of the all-time greats. He's not LeBron. What an awful call.
I apologize for that one. I took it. I apologize.
That's not your fault that he had that stupid take. By the way, here's the thing. I think you're right with James Harden. But here's the thing. I'm of the mindset that you have to do, like, a championship has to be involved, no?
Well, MVP.
You're right. I mean, the guy averaged 30, which led the league, 36, which led the league, 34, which led the league. 26, 25, 27, 29, 29 again. Yeah, you're right. He might go back there, too.
Now, big moments. I mean, there were plenty Chris Paul getting hurt, but there were some big moments he didn't show up. Yeah.
Then you go into the all-time great. And is James Harden an all-time great? No. But is James Harden worthy of having his number retired in Houston? Probably. Is he Hakeem Olajuwon?
No.
Even though he probably averaged double of what Hakeem averaged in some seasons. Is he Hakeem? No. Is he worthy of having his number retired? Yeah, I think he is. See, I'm a big enough man that when I'm wrong, I can sit here and tell you I'm wrong.
It feels good. I'm not going to lie to you. It feels nice when you say that.
And he was also there 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. I didn't think it was that long. So, you know
nice
what?
Run.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Good on you.
He's got his jersey retired in the strip club already.
I'm sure he does.
Just feels like a natural transition.
I'm sure he does. I don't even think it's close, him to Melo, as far as number retirement.
Well, I mean, listen, Harden had that stretch where he was just, different level.
I mean, 36. So he went 36. This is very hard to read on Basketball Reference. 36, 6, and 8. That's it. Those numbers are insane.
Yeah.
Insane. Let's go to Adam in Monroe. Good morning, Adam.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just want to say, first off, love the show.
Thank you.
Second off, I think Rick has his jersey retired in the strip club from what I heard.
What strip club in Long Island would have my jersey retired?
They got some high-level strip clubs.
I'm just saying what I heard. But going back to a couple of these callers here, do more is what I'm hearing from Carmelo. Do more. Now, I'm a Nets fan, so a little different perspective. Don't even want to talk about what happened this year, but just in the Melo perspective, do more. I mean, guy averaged 24-7-3. Now, I believe he played, 7 seasons with the Knicks? All-star every year. Who else did he have on that team? What would you say? J.R. Smith, would you say, was his best running mate? Amari.
Stoudemire.
He was good for, a year? Amari was good for a year, like I said.
Tyson Chandler was defensive player of the year, I think, wasn't he?
Correct.
Was
it the 2011 season? But offensively, right, that's all they had. He was going up against the Derrick Rose Bulls, the Miami Heat super team, right? We don't have to talk about those types of talent.
What else did you want him to do? In the best year they had, they lost to Indiana.
I'll give you that. Indiana was a very well-rounded team. Paul George, Hibbert, David West.
Very good team. But the Knicks, Knicks had home court in that series. The Knicks were expected to win that series, and they didn't.
Melo played great. Those bigs killed the Knicks bigs. My last point. You have, going back to, you said Melo was 7 years, 7 All-Stars appearances in all 7 years. Going back, other than that, you had, I think Amari made it 1 year, which I don't believe he should have. But then you had David Lee in 2001. So you had that long stretch of about 9-10 years of no All-Stars. And then Melo gives you 7 straight All-Star appearances, making the Knicks relevant again. And then you got Coach D'Antoni and Mike Woodson as his coaches going up against those Eastern Conference. Come on, man. Love the show.
How are Mike Woodson and Mike D'Antoni, like, bad coaches?
I thought Mike Woodson was a good coach.
And D'Antoni won pretty much everywhere he's been.
Yeah, I think D'Antoni with the right people.
Okay, but
D'Antoni with James
Houston,
Harden, yes.
Phoenix. I mean, the guy. Yeah. It's not like he was a joke of a coach. He's not like Joe Mazzulla.
No. I mean, his name is actually being mentioned right now for the Sixers job. D'Antoni.
Keep it locked into us, DiPietro and Rothenberg, today in the 8 o'clock hour and 9 o'clock hour for 2 chances to qualify to win a custom 2023 Ford Bronco and to score VIP access to this year's ESPN New York Beach Bash on June the 30th, all brought to you by All American Ford.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I have some breaking news.
Big news! Jazz hands!
All right. After an offseason, this is Adam Schefter reporting this. After an offseason in which he requested to be traded, star running back Austin Eckler is staying in L.A. and having a close to $2 million in incentives added to his deal for this season. It's a win-win, Schefter says. Chargers keep their running back, and Eckler will be a free agent after this season at 28 years old.
He's a good running back.
Very good running back.
Very good running back.
Does everything, too.
Everything, I mean,
right?
Listen, I mean,
passing game,
it is
running game.
It is a win-win for him. Gets to play with that offense, Justin Herbert. Right? You got Kellen Moore now as the offensive coordinator. He goes out, has an unbelievable season, and see what happens in free agency.
What's the upside for the Chargers for you?
Upside for the Chargers?
Could they go to the Super Bowl?
Nah, I still don't trust their head coach. After what I saw last year against Jacksonville, how could you?
It's hard to.
It's hard to, man.
I mean, that game was over.
Over.
Game was over.
Over.
And then let's throw the ball all over the place. How about run the football? Pick up some first downs. Milk the clock.
Right. You're defensive.
Weren't they by 30 points?
You're a defensive-minded head coach.
Oh, it was terrible. That game would have haunted me. Could you imagine what I would have been like had the Giants lost that kind of a game?
No. I couldn't imagine. Could you imagine being on that team?
No.
You want to talk about haunting you?
No. Absolutely horrible. Absolutely horrible. So Eckler stays there. Now, it's funny, he says win-win free agent after the season. You think there's going to be a teams knocking on the door to get a 28-year-old Austin Eckler?
No, probably not. But I think that's the point. I mean, that's really where the running back market's at now. It's not a robust market.
Right. Jacobs doesn't really have anywhere he can go, right? He's stuck with the Raiders.
Saquon
is with the Giants.
He wants $16 million, which he's not going to get. Yeah, but I say win-win because he gets to play on a good team. He's in L.A., new offensive coordinator. He's gonna have a great season. If he stays healthy, he's gonna have a great season. Now, what does that mean for him in free agency? I don't know, but if he has the kind of season that we both expect him to have, I mean,
okay, but there's no way at 28 years old he's gonna get a 4-year deal.
No, but that's just the reality of the position.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So what else do you want? You get $2 million in incentives, so you get the more money. You get to be in LA. You get to play with a great quarterback on a good offensive team, a really good offensive team. So what else do you want?
I don't...
Except the big deal you're talking about that probably doesn't exist.
Which is not going to happen for probably any running back at this point, right? Let's go to Richard in Manhattan. Richard, welcome aboard. You're on 98.7.
Hi, Dave. Rick. Listen, you guys are predicting the demise of LeBron James. He's 38 years old. And you say Jokic is the new mantle of the, you know, he'll be the high, you know, the best player in the NBA leading Denver. Let's go back 40 years ago, all right? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in 1983 finals looked terrible against Moses Malone.
Right.
He was 36 years old. And that gave quote to one of the greatest quotes in basketball history or any quote. When they asked Moses Malone,
yeah,
how are you going to do against
right?
the Lakers? Fo. Okay.
Yep.
But they won in five. Well, Moses Malone was supposed to be the Jokic. win multiple championships after that. And Kareem was supposed to be buried. Now, Kareem was 36.
Okay,
LeBron
but here's
38.
Richard, who buried LeBron, Richard?
Richard, A, no one buried LeBron. B, do you know who was on that team with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Do you remember that team?
Well, he didn't have Worthy yet. All he had was Magic.
They got Worthy.
Only had Magic. Nobody had any idea that
Ray.
Magic was going
to die. I believe they had Byron Scott. I forget if it was Scott or Cooper that year. But, they were laden with talent.
Who buried LeBron?
And LeBron is 30.
Nobody.
No, first of all, no one is. LeBron's like the only one that showed up last night.
Right. He's played 20 seasons. He's 38 years old. The only reason we're really talking about it is because he mentioned after the game that he has some things to think about and insinuated that he could take a year off.
Ray, maybe we're too close to it. You sit here and you listen to the show closely. Did we, by any stretch, bury LeBron James, Ray? I don't think so.
Not yet.
What do you mean, not yet?
No, that's not taken to be a shot at anybody. We haven't even put the body in the ground. Nobody's trying to bury LeBron here.
The reality where LeBron James is at his career, he needs help. LeBron James needs help. And unfortunately for him, Anthony Davis is not healthy enough or consistent enough.
Most players do need help.
Every player needs help.
Yeah, the guy who's pushing 40 just dropped 40 in a Western Conference final game.
He's awesome. I mean, I'm so in awe of what he did.
31 points in the first half.
It's incredible.
Yeah, 9 in the second half.
He run in early to get, I'm sure, some kind of treatment at halftime.
Well, of course he did. I mean, I'm sure he was probably gassed.
You think he goes into halftime livid, like, can someone help me?
I would think that he's probably pretty upset. I mean, the last thing, because it's not going to, how much is getting swept going to stick to Anthony Davis?
None of it.
Right, but it's going to stick to, someone
Anthony
will use
Davis
it against.
He's so weird.
Frustrating.
Because he's frustrating. He can be so good.
Yeah, he's so good when he wants to be so good.
But
and then there's
understand.
Times where he just looks disinterested.
I understand that you could be that talented and not play better consistently.
Some guys are built like that.
I guess. Let's go to John in Stanford. Good morning, John.
Hey, morning. I'm arriving at work, so I'll make my point and go. But okay. I think Allen Houston's a better Nick than Melo. If we're starting to talk about retiring numbers, I'd rather see Houston than Melo's. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah,
but
you're talking about the ninth. You're talking about one of the elite scorers of all time. He's got the ninth most points in the history of the NBA?
Right, that's the differentiation, right? Allen Houston, very good player.
A very good player.
Very good player.
Well, sometimes I think it becomes less about what you did in that uniform. Not less about, but I think you focus more on the fact that a player of Melo's stature was a part of your team. And do you want to point that out? Do you want to make sure everyone in the league knew or knows that you had one of, that the ninth leading scorer all time was a Nick? Is that something that we want to accentuate to everybody? And by putting his number in the rafters, that would be something that you did.
Of course it is. But is that for the right reasons? Would be my question.
No.
Yeah. I think that's fair. Jeremy and Yonkers. Jeremy, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, guys. First off, I just want to share you're my favorite show on the radio.
Thank you. We like you also,
all right.
Jeremy.
All right, I'm being honest. So I just wanted to put this narrative that Melo's a bad teammate to bed. I mean, this guy came to play every day, played hard, and I think all you could say is he was teammates with J.R. Smith for how many years? Got to give him credit for that. And I think people also forget how garbage the Knicks had been for two decades, maybe the worst run franchise over a two-decade run. And Melo coming here, getting to four playoff appearances, making it to the second round of the playoffs, it was like a little shining light in this, muck of a team.
You're right.
And then the final point I wanted to make is just that, Melo, I don't think he ever missed the playoffs up until the Phil Jackson came along. And you got to give the guy credit for that. Never missed the playoffs. And then on top of that, Phil Jackson pretty much ruined his last couple years of his prime. So, Melo lover here, let's go Melo. Congratulations.
It's funny, though, that Phil did kind of insinuate or pretty much said that he couldn't win with Melo.
You want to hear something incredible I just looked up? I didn't know this off the top of my head.
Yeah.
How many playoff series Melo won in his career?
Melo won 3.
That's it.
Yeah.
3. Lost Western Conference round 1 4-1. 4-1 next year. 4-1 then. 4-1. Swept. Then they went to the Western Conference Finals. They won 2 series. Lost to the
Lakers.
Lost 1, 2, 3 in a row after that. Beat Boston. Lost Indiana. That's it.
Yeah. He was a great scorer. I mean, Carmelo Anthony was is an elite scorer.
That's on. I mean, three playoff series wins.
That's not. I mean, this is. Listen, it's just
not
all on him.
It's not all on him, but still, you would think if he's considered a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer, and if you consider him to be a great player, I'm sorry, that number is underwhelming.
Yeah, that number's probably underwhelming. I think there's definitely more of an emphasis now on players at his level winning a championship to kind of validate being at that level. Like, I'm sure Dame's going through the same thing right now, whether or not he wants to make the decision to leave Portland and actually try to compete and win a championship.
I'm sure he is. I saw rumblings that Carl Anthony Towns can wind up on Portland.
I still don't understand what Minnesota was doing with the whole Rudy Gobert.
5-1s?
It doesn't make any sense to me.
You know what that is? Dreadful.
Awful.
Awful is right.
Well, 100... feels like that doesn't feel like that's Anthony Edwards' team now anyway. Minnesota.
Yeah, but why would you trade 5-1s for Rudy Gobert ever? No idea.
Well, because Cat wanted to play the 4.
Okay.
So he gets to play the 4. They bring in Gobert to play the 5.
But it had to be Gobert for 5-1s?
I wouldn't have done it.
I mean, come on.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
American Idol is now over. I sat there and watched the entire 3-hour finale yesterday afternoon.
Were you happy?
I don't know. You want me to spoil it for you?
No, I'm just asking. Were you happy?
I was happy.
Okay.
I was very pleased.
So you got the ending that you wanted.
Yes, I got the ending I wanted. Again, they pulled the heartstrings beautifully, and it was star-studded. They had all the panelists. I mean, Lionel Richie performed.
Finale usually is,
yeah. Katy Perry performed. Luke Bryan performed. They brought a couple others. REO Speedwagon was there. And what, Jelly Roll, is that a person?
The country singer?
I don't know.
Yeah, Jelly Roll's a country singer now.
Jelly Roll?
Do you have tattoos? Is he all tatted up?
On his face.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah.
It's Jelly Roll.
Yeah. Kind of look like a heavyset Kevin James.
You might, Santi, play him the Jelly Roll song. You might know it.
You think?
It's a pretty popular song, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you might like it, actually.
Really?
I think you might like it.
So he performed Ellie Goulding. Is that a person?
That's
a person,
yep.
She performed, yeah, they had a bunch of well-known...
It sounds like a beautiful finale.
It was a nice finale.
Nice.
And it's an ABC property, so I like it.
You're a company guy.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fine with that.
So we have a lot to do here. And this is the elongated segment.
By the way.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yep.
Because we mentioned this yesterday, and you asked me, would Aaron be at OTAs?
He was there.
Oh, he was there.
Oh, he was there.
Oh, he was there.
You want to do a little...
Ran a touchdown in.
See a little pump fake touchdown he ran?
Yeah, listen, hello. I'm very excited for you. I have a list. Do a little NFL list. You can take more calls.
Santi, do we have Jelly Roll or no?
No, he
doesn't have it in the system. What's the name of the song, though?
I just Googled Jelly Roll.
Now, his real name is not, like, on his birth certificate.
Well, I Googled Jelly Roll, and, like, the song comes up here. Like, the title of a song is vulgar, so it can't be that one.
No, it's not that one. Give me your list. I'll come up with
Jelly Roll. I'm looking at this guy. Jelly Roll is a Swiss roll, a cake also known as
the Gina. You're an idiot. Need a favor.
Need a favor. That's the one?
Yeah, a favor.
I'll have that shortly.
So his given name is Jason Bradley DeFord, a.k.a. Jelly Roll. He's hip-hop, country rap, country rock, regular country, southern hip-hop. I don't like the tattoos on the face.
You
though.
Hear this song, you'd be like, yep, I get it. I know it.
Really?
Yeah, you've heard this before.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling you. Confident in you.
He's a big deal, this Jelly Roll.
I think he's not Luke Bryan. I mean, he's...
Luke Bryan is a big deal?
He's on his way up. He's a huge deal.
Okay. Of the three panelists, bigger celebrity. Lionel Richie, Katy Perry.
Different worlds,
Luke
though.
Bryan. I know, but...
Probably Katy Perry.
Okay.
I think.
Now, she's not Taylor Swift, right?
No.
Taylor Swift is in an island on her own?
Yeah, like I think she's probably. Kaster's going to How about Kaster got tickets to Taylor Swift?
Where's she playing?
Giant Stadium? He's taking Cali.
MetLife?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Those are very expensive tickets.
Pricey.
Did you see the other night she performed up at, was it Gillette, I think?
In the rain.
Pouring rain for three and a half hours.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's a long show, 3.5 hours.
It is a very long show.
She's good.
Well, I mean, that's just, you're giving people what they want, right? I mean, you're going to spend that much money, do them a solid, and play them everything. Everything.
She played like 45 songs.
I would play for hours. I'd be like...
You say that.
I would.
No, you say I would. So you're going to play Tuesday, 3.5 hours. Wednesday, 3.5 hours. Then travel to another city, play for 3.5 hours. And then again, yeah. And again, it's a lot.
No, I know it's a lot. But the amount of money that you make, the amount of money these people are spending.
You know how much
money they make on tour?
You see one dad spent $21,000 on 4 tickets. Oof.
He's a hero, though.
Yeah, but...
A hero.
But that's a lot of money to spend.
Of course it's a lot of money.
Let's see what Alan at the gym has to say.
I love how you're like, could you sing for 3... Yeah, how about... Yeah, I played 82 of those. Where you play for 3.5 hours, lose 15 pounds, wake up
that's
the next
a lot.
Day...
Hang on, Alan, he's talking. All right, go ahead. What do you got?
Oh, sorry about that. Hey, guys, big fan.
Oh, no, this is... Hang on a second. This is awful, awful news. RJ just texted in. Taylor Swift claimed... She's an Eagles fan.
Oh, no.
I'm done.
That's awful.
Oh, no.
And we're out.
Oh, no.
And we're out. All right,
Alan. You're so full of crap because your rabbi is an Eagles fan.
Yeah, but I don't like it.
But you're using him.
Well, because we're backed into a corner. There's plenty of time. No, 3 months away.
No,
we're going to find him in search of a rabbi.
Yes.
Rabbi? No, it doesn't work like that. You don't know the Jewish religion like I know it. Alan,
back
Alan
of my hand.
At the gym. Alan, hi.
L'chaim.
Hey, Dave, you said a Rick. Could you imagine if I was a fan regarding the Chargers blowing that game to Jacksonville?
Yeah, what? Are you a Chargers fan?
Unfortunately.
Oh, my God.
I sat outside in pure silence from the moment that game ended until almost 5 a.m. just staring at the sky, wondering why was I a fan of this freaking team. It was the worst time of my life.
That is horrendous.
Is that your worst loss as a sports fan?
No, we have way too many. The Jets against in 2009, I was devastated.
Was that the Lamont Jordan took it for a touchdown game?
No, that was the game that Darrell Revis got a. That was when Mark Sanchez got the first AFC championship. He went to the first game, his first season there.
Yeah, I thought Lamont Jordan scored a long touchdown in that game. But you guys have had some awful losses when you're like 14-2 and hosted the Patriots and lost to them in the playoffs. Some really Marty Schottenheimer lost a lot of very huge games.
Yeah, this isn't great for
us. Well, at least you got a quarterback, Alan.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you mean? You guess.
Brandon Staley. I mean, we have Brandon Staley. So, what does that really matter?
Yes, I think the quarterback. Yes,
that's a good point.
I think the quarterback really matters.
Yeah, of course, he matters. But I think that's the one thing that most people would point to as to why. I mean, you asked me what their ceiling was. It's not. I mean, it's you don't really trust their coach.
Yes, you're correct.
And I think we're seeing it now in the NBA playoffs how important coaching is. Like how good Eric Spoelstra is compared to...
He's unbelievable.
Pretty much
he?
Everybody else.
The fact that he has that team on the verge of the NBA Finals. By the way, think about this now. I'm sure we've never had this. You could have sweeps.
All sweeps?
In both sports.
Yeah, he had Florida. Big shutout for Bobrovsky last night.
So the odds are they're going to probably sweep Carolina?
Odds are they're going to
sweep them. Now, Dallas could come back. They go home now. They're down 2-0. But you could have all sweeps in all 4 series in the NBA and NHL.
That's not what you want.
No.
Not great for the TV networks.
No. I mean, to have a week in between conference finals, and there's nothing they can do with that, right?
Well, I mean, how about not even just that, though? I mean, it's, you had the potential of a Lakers-Celtics NBA finals to now
you're gonna get
Denver-Miami.
At least Miami's a big... I mean, Miami and Denver are decent-sized cities, no?
It's not L.A. and Boston.
It's not L.A. and Boston.
No. And you got LeBron, Tatum...
Jokic.
Yeah, I mean Jokic,
Butler.
But I mean
star power.
But still, Jokic is not LeBron.
Miami and Denver is not LA and Boston.
No.
Nothing about it screams that. Let's go to Rolando in Queens. Good morning, Rolando.
Well said.
Thank you. I thought it might be Ronaldo, but I double checked.
That's actually my brother's name.
What? No, stop it. It's Rolando and Ronaldo?
And I have another brother named Orlando.
Why? Why would they do this?
Well, I'm junior, so I think my dad is just a little bit of a narcissist.
He was out to cause mass confusion in your house.
Oh, yeah. No, my mother goes strictly by nicknames.
So are you? What are you, Ro?
No, he's junior. Are you junior?
No, I'm junior, and the other one is Bebo. The other one is Kike. It's just like typical Puerto Rican nicknames.
Nice. Okay.
All right, so what do you got, Rolando?
So I wanted to talk about the Mello retirement number. I'm on the – they should be retired. But, like, you guys seem like you guys have the consensus that it has to do with championship, right? So, like, we're all Mets fans. And, like, we have Piazza's number retired. Does that – like, is it – you know, we love it to, Piazza's number to be retired. So, like, why isn't, like, Mello's?
I think you could argue Piazza was better as a Met than Mello. Yeah, and they went to the World Series. I mean, Piazza was... I mean, I look at Piazza as an all-time great Met.
All-time great. I think Piazza's one of the all-time... I mean, where would you put Piazza as far as all-time catchers?
A bench is one. I think Pudge could be... Two Pudges right there. Carlton Fisk and Ivan Rodriguez are up there, and Piazza's, he's right up there.
And you know me. I'm very partial to Mike Piazza after the batting practice experience.
He was awesome.
Dude, I'm telling you, I shook his hand for the first time, and I couldn't believe how big his forearms were.
You think about being that size as a catcher.
How hard that is.
How big is Piazza? Was he like 6'2"?
I mean, he was, dude, I'm telling you, like thick.
6'2", 235 as a catcher?
He was a thick man.
That's to stuff on the ball. Squat down like that,
and over and over? And to be that productive offensively. How hard that is. I mean, I understand the call. Listen, I mean, there are going to be plenty of people that want his number retired. I mean, I still think the Knicks might retire his number.
I think they're going to. That I just mean like,
for
right
me,
to do.
For me personally... Like, just as a former athlete, I would always look up at, and we have plenty, because you're talking about one of the greatest teams ever assembled in all of professional sports to win 4 straight Stanley Cups. Like, I don't know if people really understand how hard it is to win a Stanley Cup and to win it 4 times.
Unbelievable.
And probably should have won a fifth.
No, they should not have won a fifth.
They changed the, what do you mean? They changed it to 2-3-2.
Edmonton was, it was well, they
it
were
was
ready.
It was because they wanted it to be Edmonton time. So we had plenty of numbers retired. And I always just thought, like, that outside of being, of course, everyone wants to win a Stanley Cup. But as far as personal achievements are concerned, it's the Hall of Fame, and then it's getting your number retired by your team. So that no one else, like, every time you walked into the building, knowing that no one will ever wear that number again is one of the ultimate things you can get in professional sports. So I have a really high bar for that accomplishment.
Let's go to Shooter, and then we will get to little CMT. Shooter in Stanford. Good morning, Shooter.
Good morning, boys. Good morning, company. Woo! Another great day to be alive. Carmelo, I saw his 62-point game at the Garden. It was magnificent, and I'm a Ewing guy, right? I grew up in the 90s, and I didn't particularly like Carmelo that much because he didn't seem like a great leader. He seemed like an amazing scorer. But even I believe that he belongs in the rafters at the Garden. He's one of the all-time great scorers of all time. He brought relevancy back to the Knicks during that time. I know we weren't going to go to the finals, but he gave us some hope. And I'd actually like to take Rick's. I want to hear Rick's take on this, right? Because he was a player. And imagine playing with someone, Rick. I guess the hockey analogy is he could score at will, but he didn't make the players around him better. He didn't want to be the captain, even though he should have been the captain. Like, how do you feel about a guy like that? Because I still think Carmelo belongs there. But how do you feel, Rick?
Well, I think every team, I mean, you know, not everyone's going to be a leader, right? I mean, it's not always the case. A lot of the times, the best player is not the captain or the leader. The other stuff, I mean, it takes, to win a championship, it takes, you know, everyone on the team committed to playing the right way. And... I mean, Carmelo was a great scorer, but I mean, there were other parts of his game that weren't great.
But is that enough to get him?
No, I don't think.
He scored so many points.
I don't care. I don't. I mean, I just told you. I don't know how many times I've said it.
Wow.
I don't look at Carmelo as a player for the Knicks that should have his number retired. Maybe I have a higher standard for that accomplishment, but I don't. Now they still might. I would probably lean towards they probably will, but I don't know. For me, it's outside of being elected into the Hall of Fame, which he will be elected into the Hall of Fame. I just have a hard time with the number being retired.
And you and I are on the same page, which is kind of unfortunate. I wish we would battle back and forth, but
Well, you can't tell me that the reason. So why is his number retired? Well, because he brought us back to relevancy. Well, what did that mean? Well, he won one playoff series.
Why did he bring them back to relevancy and not Amari Stoudemire? Felt to me like Amari Stoudemire signing here started the Knicks heading back to relevancy. No,
well, he was the one that chose. Yeah, he was the one that wanted to be
as a free agent
to start.
Yeah, they paid him a fortune of money, but he chose here. And if you remember when he was here before he got hurt, Amari was unbelievable. Like there was real thoughts that he was leading the way for the MVP until he got hurt.
Yeah, until he got hurt, and then we had the case where he punched the fire extinguisher.
That was up in Boston, right?
Which was a mistake.
Yeah, that was not a great thing to do. No. All right, Raymond, are you ready?
Oh, sure.
Okay, now it's your time to shine via RJ.
To cuddle.
Oh, yeah.
To marry.
We'll see naked ladies.
Or to trash.
The attack did he.
That is the question.
And Cuddle, Marry, Trash is brought to you by, any guesses?
Sharp Hat.
Sharp Hat.
Nice.
Been talking about Carmelo Anthony a lot this morning.
That's a heck of a company, that
Sharp
Hat.
Let me ask you a question, though, quickly. I mean, John Tavares.
Yeah.
To make a hockey analogy. I mean, he was drafted by the Islanders first overall.
Yep.
Great career. Right? I mean, he was responsible for finally getting us past the first round of the playoffs.
Right.
Are the Islanders going to retire his number?
No. Should they?
No. No, he was a really good player. He was an all-star.
Really good player.
I mean, plenty of stuff that he did really well, but he's not.
Well, it's part of that because of hard feelings because of how it ended. I mean,
no,
if,
I just don't think
the terms...
even if, I mean, if he stayed, listen, if John Tavares stayed and made the decision to be an Islander and as far as we got was past the first round of the playoffs, they would probably, I would say his number would probably be retired because of the longevity and everything else. But I don't think now, regardless of hard feelings,
so it would be retired. So let's say that things play out exactly as they did, but instead of, you know, holding on to him till the contract expires, they're able to trade him that previous trade deadline. And it's not as bitter.
No, still, because then all of a sudden you still, I mean, he leaves and then all of a sudden Lou takes over and you got Barry and they go to back-to-back Eastern Conference Final. I mean,
that doesn't help his cause.
Anyway, back to Melo.
All right.
We've been talking a lot about him this morning. So once and for all, is Carmelo Anthony's Knick career, underrated, overrated, or properly rated?
All right, I'm going to say marry properly rated. I think he was a great scorer who never got all that far in the postseason, and there's some of the fan base that loves him and some that doesn't love him. I think it's very accurately properly rated. I think sometimes people have revisionist history where they say people and think people are better than in fact they are. I think that might be the case a little bit with Carmelo, so I will cuddle career being overrated, and I will trash underrated. He's not underrated at all.
Yeah, I don't think he's underrated either. I'll probably trash underrated. I will cuddle overrated, and I will marry properly rated.
So you couldn't have just said, I agree with you across the board.
Well, I'm trying to make sure this lasts a little bit longer.
Okay.
You know? It's Raymond's segment.
I understand.
Yeah.
But he's probably got extras.
I doubt it.
Listen, he tried to give us some thought. I appreciate that.
This is not even you, right?
How would you ask the question, Raymond?
Raymond loves Carmelo Anthony.
I'm a big Carmelo Anthony guy. I do think that a lot... You know what, though? I do think that it's actually probably a little overrated by people like me. Because we look back out and with rose-colored glasses because of, like I said before, what the Knicks were awful before he got here. They were largely awful until this new regime came in after he was traded. So, you know, you look at that Carmelo era as the one somewhat decent spot in a era of, let's futility. Call it what it is. It was tough times at the Garden.
Terrible.
And now you're there and everything is great.
Hey, listen, I'll take it.
And Jalen Brunson has a little to do
little
with
bit,
that.
A just bit. A bit, just a bit. Earlier, and you guys may disagree on some of this, so it was brought up that Dave has yet another troubling habit.
Oh, no.
So, cuddle, marry, trash, the most troubling to you, Rick.
Yep.
Biting of the fingernails.
Oh, yeah, it's a bad
gross.
Habit.
Gross.
Asking those random questions that no one has the answers to on the air in real
that.
Time.
Hate that.
Or... And I'm going to say allegedly, Googling the answers to his own questions on the air
as
no one speaks.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't need to do this.
I'm trashing that one because I don't think he does it. I'm trashing that one.
He sits next to me.
The Google, I'm trashing.
You know what?
You do have very soft fingers, though.
Stop it.
They're like keyboard silencers.
they're little weapons.
All right, I'm marrying. You know, I hate this more than anything. This is my biggest pet peeve with Dave. I'm marrying the random questions.
You don't like that?
Hate it.
Keeps you on your toes, though.
No, my toes.
RJ, I know where you are. He's back producing at home, and he's got a big grin on his face.
He is grinning.
Bad little man.
I could see him right now. He's grinning.
I'm cuddling the nails. Aww. Marrying random questions, cuddling nails, trashing Google.
Right into trash goes to Google.
Yeah.
How about some football?
I'm not doing Stump Rothenberg tomorrow.
Stop. Come on.
No.
You'll be right.
I don't have to.
Right. You'll be right here.
Part of the giveaway.
You can't make me.
You'll be right here stumping away like your fingernails are at this point.
Yeah, they are stumps.
How about some football, Dave? Will that make you happier?
No, not really.
No.
You've already killed me.
Regarding the future for one Quinnen Williams.
Oh, RJ says you're an idiot, by the way.
I don't think that's what it said.
It says not Googling Stump Rothenberg questions. That was not
I didn't
the...
say Stump Rothenbergs. I just said allegedly. And you guys were yelling over the description.
So he stepped on his toes is what he's saying.
He said it was Googling answers to your own questions while no one speaks.
Yes.
Is what it was supposed to
be.
Which is what I said.
I don't love that either.
That's not what he said.
Yeah, I don't love that either. When you're not paying full attention to me.
Mm. I got a lot going on.
Or add tennis. When there's tennis on, I hate that
I got
too.
Tennis on now. You don't even know.
But I can tell. I can feel the disconnection.
Oh, stop it.
People can feel it.
No one can feel anything.
I'm getting text messages from multiple people. I can feel it.
I got Monfils right up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah.
With the protective sleeves on.
Yeah, got issues. All right, what do you got? Go ahead.
Football. All right.
Go ahead.
Let's talk about the future.
Quinnen Williams. Ruined this.
Saquon Barkley. Who gets a long-term deal before July 15th? Quinnen Williams, Saquon Barkley, or neither?
Or this is me, right?
This is you. Now you're back, so this is you.
All right, I'm going to marry Quinnen.
Of course.
The deal's going to get done. The deal should get done. I have zero doubts the deal will get done. I will cuddle neither.
That's a dumb answer.
That's not a dumb answer.
It's a dumb answer. You can't marry one and then cuddle neither.
Well, because Saquon's not getting a long-term
Okay.
He's not getting a long-term deal.
Well, if you think that Williams is guaranteed, then neither's out.
I understand what you're saying, but there's no chance Saquon gets a long-term deal.
If Williams gets it, neither could happen.
I think there's a better chance Williams gets it. Yes, I agree with that. But there's no way that Saquon's getting it. So you can answer the way you like. I'm going to answer the way I like. I'm going to cuddle neither, and I will trash Saquon. They're not giving him a long-term deal.
This is the disconnect I'm talking about right now.
Okay.
He's not even thinking straight. The tea has not kicked in yet.
But I got Chassin is playing.
Yeah, but you know what happened, too? Is they screwed up the egg bites. I ordered them, and then they weren't there. I'm going to have to go back now.
Really?
Yeah.
No, just no.
No, I have
Tell
to
them
pay.
To eat
I
them.
Paid for them.
How do you screw up egg bites?
The ticket didn't come through. I'll fix it. Marrying Quinnen Williams. My partner's not thinking straight. I'm going to cuddle Saquon. Aww. Trashing neither. That's how the question was supposed to be answered.
Ray, how would you answer that?
I think Rick was on top of it.
Of course.
Of course. What a surprise you do.
Sorry.
Does he give you like under the money kind of table?
I don't know what you want me to say.
Under the money. Under the table kind
under
of money.
Under the table money?
Do you get
are you trying
money?
To, are you
do
trying
you,
to ask
do you
if
get
I've
unmarked
been paid
bills?
Under the table?
Does he give you unmarked bills?
Again, a beautiful table.
I wish that were the case.
If he walked in with cash money and handed it to you, would you feel guilty about taking it?
Not at all.
You would
not
snap
at all.
It right up and put it right in your pocket.
Sure.
How about an under money table?
Under the money
how
table?
How about if he brought you an you underwater for, table?
Do you would want you, that for Thursday?
Yeah, please.
You're not going to be able to handle Thursday.
Why don't you do the open on Thursday?
I think you did a fantastic job last Thursday.
Yeah,
you guys
sick
under
as a
the
dog.
Weather.
It's fun.
Why don't you do the open on
battles.
Thursday?
Battles.
Battles. What? How you feeling, by the way? You look better.
Yeah, I made better.
Good.
Yeah, thank you. Do you have another question here, Raymond?
Sure. In a few minutes, we'll qualify someone for the chance to win the All-American Ford Bronco.
Yeah, we will.
Playing the Is This a Real College game. Dave is in charge. But Dave admitted earlier.
It's going to be a disaster.
Despite being notified well in advance.
Disaster.
That he's making this up as we go.
No, I have. You want to know how many I have right now? 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21. 7. Groupings.
Seven groupings. How many of these do you think are going to be like all rhyming? I feel like we have a bunch of Laterno, Livorno. situations.
I don't know. I feel like we could have one of those on deck. So Cuddle, Marry, Trash.
Is one rhyming.
I wish I could let people behind the curtain, but I can't because we usually do when Dave goes, this can't be a school. It was like the most vulgar name. He's like,
and then I clicked on it, and you should see where it brought me.
I better get off this site.
I was like, I better get off this site immediately.
Oh, no.
Yes.
In 15 minutes, we'll see how that goes. So Cuddle, Marry, Trash. How you expect this? Dave will be brilliant.
Yeah.
Dave will crash and burn, or somehow we'll end up with a lawsuit.
A lawsuit?
Lawsuit feels like the one you could probably marry.
Oh, no.
Because of the rules and regulations.
Because you stink. You stink.
Make sure you read the rules properly, okay?
No, but he has no respect for the rules.
I like working. Working is nice.
Am I up?
Yeah.
All right, I think he crashes and burns. I think this is too much for
him. That's really nice.
I think after listening yesterday to the shock on his face when he was told how many groupings he needed, this is not going to go well.
Let's be fair. The rules were stupid.
Yeah, well, they're the rules.
Okay,
crash, I'm marrying. Brilliant, I'm going to cuddle.
Oh!
I'm going to cuddle Brilliant.
I like that.
And then I think because he was given a stern talking to yesterday, there will be no lawsuit.
That was not stern.
That's as stern as he gets. He's read all the fine print. He's up on all the legalese.
We had to explain to him 5 different times. He's like, I don't get it. Like,
yeah, it's true. It was a lot for me. Would you not agree it was set up stupidly?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, the best was the insinuation where he's like, yeah, well, Troy and they were all involved in this. Like, did you talk to Troy once about this?
No, I haven't seen Troy in months.
Like, as if we were on these meetings.
I actually think there's a very good chance he's on paternity leave. I'm not even kidding. Did you know he had a baby? Troy had a baby, and I think he's like week 4 paternity
leave.
Yeah,
I think right I knew now. That. Yeah. Week 4?
Yeah. I have another baby just to get that time off.
How long does the paternity leave last? Like, can I save it?
I think yes. I think you have a year to take it.
That's it?
8 weeks, I think.
I didn't do any. They make you feel guilty about it.
Very guilty.
Right. I don't think I missed. I missed like maybe 2 days, and then all 3 kids, they can maybe miss 2 days.
When I had been, I was working at Cablevision. I had to save all my vacation.
To take. Right.
There was no paternity. That didn't even exist.
I think I maybe missed... I think it was 2 days, maybe, with Milo. That was it. And I missed none with Ella, and I missed none with...
You have a new baby. You're trapped at home for 6 weeks. Oof. You're begging to get back
to
work.
But it's not just you being... It's helping your wife, though.
But 6 weeks is an eternity.
Well, how do you think your wife feels?
Yeah.
She just gave birth to it.
I understand. But there's no bonding nature.
Well, you clearly don't.
Nice save.
I fully understand.
No, you don't.
Don't you back me into a corner.
2 weeks in, you want to go to work because you can't deal with it.
That's right.
And leave your wife to deal with it.
Because they're better than we are.
Well, yeah.
DiPietro!
By the way, if I might, you are listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM, New York.
And that's Cuddle, Marry, Trash, brought to you by Sharpet, game-changing custom software.
Did you see what he just did?
Oh, boy.
Did you see what he just did? He threw a very hard piece of paper right at my head.
Is that assault? Do the lawyers need to get involved with that? HR?
Did you see it?
I didn't see it. I've got these two big computer screens in my face. I have to look at you between the cracks.
You know what? Good job by you, because he's blocked by the giant computers, and RJ's not here, and now you're taking advantage of the system. Really, really nice.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.